Heading into this hour's guest interview segment and joining me in studio today for his monthly report from Lincoln County School District Number 2, that's Superintendent Matt Erickson today. Superintendent, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing well. Thanks. Yes.
Appreciate your time as always, and thanks for stepping in studio. It's a busy, busy week at the district accreditation going on actually right now as we speak, right?
You're correct, Duke. It is an extremely busy week, and we're hosting a team from have several team members in for the next few days doing an on-site peer review for our accreditation. They're all around the state, so we're happy to host them, and we're off to a good start so far.
Walk us through what the process is like this week and what actually takes place while they're in town.
Okay, so today, we started earlier this morning, but the school board and I will do an introduction here at 8:45, and then we'll roll into, there's 14 standards, and Mr. Horsley, Jason Horsley, is in charge of our accreditation, and we've got 14 standards or elements, if you will, that we'll be presenting on today. And then tomorrow, the team will be out and about in the buildings doing classroom observations in the morning. And then they'll meet tomorrow late afternoon with the admin team and the school board again and give us our preliminary report or findings. And then we'll get the official word probably in a month or so.
Okay.
Super important, obviously. Without being accredited, then you can't offer diplomas or high school credit. So super important. It's a K-12 effort. It takes all 271 support staff members and 239 certified staff members to pull this off. So we very much appreciate our staff.
And I'm sure 100% stress-free, correct?
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that.
Well, Superintendent, appreciate your time this morning. Earlier this month, since we last spoke, we talked about the school calendar conversation that's been going on. Earlier this month, you had the work session. Maybe tell us about that and how things went there.
Okay. So in the state of Wyoming, there's 175 days of student instruction that are expected by the state. Or you can choose to go to an alternate calendar. And if you choose to go to an alternate calendar, then there's hour requirements, which are 1,000 hours of seat time, which is in front of a certified teacher. For high school students, 950 hours for middle school or junior highs. And then for elementary kids, it's 900 hours. So obviously in Star Valley, we've been on a 4-5 hybrid for several years now. And on an alternate calendar. So the school board felt it was necessary and very supportive of looking at all of our different options. Is the 4-5 hybrid serving us well right now? Do we need to make some tweaks? And so with the work session and other means of communicating with the board, the public and stakeholders and staff have had ample opportunity to voice their opinions and whatnot, and then the board will be making a decision in our November meeting as to if we're going to be on a 4-day in Star Valley or a 5-day or stay on a 4-5 hybrid calendar. So from the admin level, we're willing and feel positioned to support any of the three options that the board so chooses. There'll be some operational adjustments, obviously, if the board chooses to go to a straight 4-day. Or back to a straight 5-day, but we can make those things happen, and we're eager to get to work after the board makes a decision. And this is going to be a 5+ year commitment, and then if we're on an alternate calendar, which is anything less than 175 days, or a true 5-day week, then we've found out that we can submit application to the state and get 2 years approved. So I think that'd be very nice for families if the board chooses to go with a straight 4 or with a 4-5 hybrid.
Okay. And you mentioned the three options, and that's basically what it is, the 4-day, 5-day, or the hybrid as it currently is. Anything else within those that is worth mentioning, or does it stay pretty cut and dry as is, but within those changes?
So obviously there's some little areas that you can tweak within them. You know, obviously if the board chooses to go to a straight 4-day in Star Valley, then we're going to have to expand the day, or we're going to have to expand the school year to get the required hours. If the board chooses to go to a straight 5-day, then we could potentially reduce the length of the day and still be in within the framework. So yeah, there's some little things, but as we know, busing or transportation, with our district being 125 miles long, you know, from the Utah border to the Idaho border north of Alpine, and going over 1 million miles a year with routes, that's a significant thing, and that plays a major role with times and all of that.
So. Just routes. That doesn't include the activities. That's just routes?
I believe last year, just on routes in our district, we were 1,068,000 and change.
That's a good amount.
Yeah.
That's a healthy amount.
Yeah.
Well, Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio. Superintendent, anything else happening in the district you want to mention today?
I believe that we're in good shape right now, and again, just going to get through this accreditation, and we would put a plug in that first part of next month on the 11th, obviously it's Veterans Day, and we're going to have assemblies at all of our buildings, all of our campuses, and we look forward to that. That's a great thing to teach our kids and practice patriotism, and those are always some special assemblies. So
I'm glad you mentioned
that.
Glad you mentioned that. In fact, the full schedule was just released, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll have that in the newspaper when we get closer to Veterans Day, and on our website, of course. And those are open to the community, right? People can attend those.
Absolutely. Yeah, we appreciate people being there. It makes it well worth it. So, and then Duke, obviously, we're in fall, culminating activity season. And congratulations to Colton Cranny on his individual championship in cross country, and obviously the men's and women's team both did very, very well. Coach Draney does an amazing job with that program. Kelly Fomer does an amazing job with our golf program. They had great seasons, and we know that Cokeville and Star Valley volleyball will do well as both football teams. So great time of year.
Wish them the very, very best. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCSD number 2. It's the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio.